At a hearing held by a Senate subcommittee in Washington, D.C. this week, criminal justice experts called on lawmakers to take a new look at how to reform lawbreakers that would be both more effective and less costly than locking them up. Harvard Law School professor Charles Ogletree told the committee that probation and parole officials also have to find a better way to keep ex-offenders from going back through the revolving door to prison.
I think the real goal here is to figure out, can we have some group of people who can step back and say, our job is to solve this problem mm-hmm. in a cost-effective way, and if we can't punish everyone as severely as we like, how can we make them accountable? And my sense is, you've got to get a job.
Parolees who are sent back to prison are the driving force in the growing prison population. In Wisconsin, some of them pass through halfway houses run by Attic Correctional Services. CEO Terry Marshall says he hopes if and when the new commission is formed, it will explore better ways of managing nonviolent offenders.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons has been consistently attempting to increase the number of persons coming out of their systems, going through their federal halfway houses. That is definitely something that we could look at replicating on the state level.
The bill creating the commission is one of several efforts at the federal level to move away from the lock-em-up-and-throw-away-the-key approach to crime towards a more rehabilitative approach focused on reintegrating offenders back into society. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.